All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you, the Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love. The outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. There's so much things the Most High God's done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him, thank him, praise him, call on him, sing a song to him, hearken to his word, hearken to his voice, dedicate everything to him. Stay obedient and trust him in everything you got going on in your life, always evermore. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, lift each other up, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations and hardships for his name's sake, for the gospel's sake, for the kingdom's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. Just know that brothers and sisters of faith support you, and we know that the Messiah is always with us forever to the end of age. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the engrafted branches of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, countries, all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures of Christ, the born again believers, the Holy Spirit filled believers, good, godly, renewed, transformed believers of all walks of life, all countries, all regions, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you also. Anybody who just is having dreams and encounters and visions and moments with the Most High God, God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all countries, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High God. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound, cry out to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you need to do for the Most High God. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship his spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night in the twinkling of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamp in oil. Let us stay in our purpose and calling for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High God's told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, our circumstances, handle it, people. Most definitely stay on fire for the Lord. Keep it all together for the Most High God. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, observances, statutes, promises, covenants, blessings, memorials, testimonies, everything. Get a Bible, get a 5-subject notebook, get a pack of 24 pens and write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy, by the jot, by the tittle, by the line, by the precept. Keep the law in your mind. Keep the law in your heart. Embrace the new covenant. Press for a generation people forevermore. Most definitely. Work out your own selfish trembling fear and be a doer of the word, people. Repent and get baptized. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the Messiah. Repent, believe in the one who sent the Messiah. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Keep the law and testimony of God in your life, whatsoever people, and press for your journey. People, give your lives to the Messiah and follow the way, truth, life forever, people. And today's message, what I love to do is go through today's day devotional in the email, and then from there, I will close out with the prayer. I will close out with the priestly blessing. And I'll close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. And most definitely, here we go. All right, your nightly prayer is based on Psalm 30, verses 10 through 11. It starts off with scripture. But I will sing of thy power, yeah, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Psalm 59, verse 16. Devotion based on Psalm 59, verse 16. Morning changes everything. The psalmist commits to singing of God's strength when the sun rises, proclaiming his fortress love in the new day. There is something powerful about morning praise. It sets the trajectory for everything that follows. Before anxiety can stake its claim on the day, praise establishes God's sovereignty. His strength does not depend on our feelings. His fortress love does not waver with our circumstances. When we begin our days declaring these truths in song, we build a wall against anxiety's assault. Tomorrow morning, what song will you sing? Let praise be your first language, strength your first thought. Acts reflection, adoration. God, you are our strength when we are weak and our fortress when we are under attack. Your love stands as an unshakable refuge in every storm. Confession, I confess I often let anxiety speak first in my mornings. I have given worry the first word instead of praise. Thanksgiving, thank you for being my strength before I even ask. Thank you that your fortress love surrounds me through the night and greets me in the morning. I am grateful for new opportunities to sing of your faithfulness. Supplication, Lord, help me to begin each day with praise instead of panic. Teach me to sing of your strength before anxiety can speak. Let my mornings be marked by declarations of your love. Give me songs in the night that turn into praise at dawn. Most definitely touch and agree. Pray with the scripture. Scripture, hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me, Lord. Be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Psalm 30, verses 10 through 11. The prayer, dear Lord, you have brought me back from the depths of despair. Your loving kindness has turned my mourning and sadness. I give you thanks for restoring to me the joy of salvation and granting me a spirit of gladness. Your goodness is unending and washes over me in waves of mercy and grace. My heart has been transformed by your love and I can no longer contain my joy. All my sorrows have been turned into gladness. Lord, and you have done all this for me through Christ Jesus. May your name be praised forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. We touch and agree on that. Prayer for community. Just prayers up for anybody who has been having bad dreams or anything like that. Prayers up for everybody all over the world. Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High God of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Praise and blessed be the possessor of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Praise and blessed be the God of Shem. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God. He is the God of your fathers. He is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Yes, he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. This is a memorial unto all generations. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God. He is the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews, the God of Jeshurun, the Lord of the armies, the God of the armies of Israel, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Mount Paran, the God of Noah, the God of Dan, the God of Job, the God of Solomon, the God of Jonah, the God of Samuel, the God of David, the God of Moses. Praise the Most High God. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's the last Adam, the second Adam. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is the advocate. Hallelujah. Praise him. The Almighty, true living God. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise him. Holy, 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 the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Praise him. The God of the living, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the name above all names, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author, perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God's with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Yehovah, Yah, Yahusha, Yahawashah, Yahusha, HaMashiach, Yahuwah, Elohim, Jah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nasai, Jehovah Rapha, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal, He is the King of Israel. Amen. He's the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna in the highest. Peace from heaven to the King. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the everlasting King. The King with multiple crowns, the King of heaven, the King of Zion, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb without spot, without blemish, the last Adam, the second Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the lawgiver of Judah, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my strength, my song, my safety, my defense, my deliverer, my salvation, my redeemer, protector, provider, our safety, our defense, our song, praise him. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Ha Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ha Yeshai, Adonai, Abba, Yahweh Bashem. Praise him. He is the consuming fire. Hallelujah. Praise him. Barukatha Adonai, most definitely. Yes, he is the father of heavenly lights, the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of mercy, the God of all comfort, the defender of widows, widowers. He's the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, could cure all things, heal all things, the healer. He is the carpenter, the carpenter's son, could fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great, mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists. Believe in him. Trust in what he could do for you. Abide in him. Abide in his word. Ask the Father what you need and the Son's name shall be given to you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracle, signs, wonders, help, comfort, double portion, blessings, favor, victory. I speak that over life forever in the Son's name. We touch and agree. We are in agreement with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, God is one. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God be our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be our lives forever. The finger of God will be our lives forever, most definitely. Our faith saved us. Our faith blessed. Our faith is how we overcome the world. We walk by faith and not by sight. We're justified by faith. Him inside the just shall live by faith. Faith without works is death. Summation of faith and works in agreement together always ever. It is impossible. Please God by faith. So make sure your faith is strong, firm, and wavering. Make sure you're strong, steadfast, and firm. Make sure you are wise. You build your house on the rock. We do everything the Messiah commands and told us to do, people, and we press forward in the journey. All authority from heaven and earth has been given to the Messiah. Yes, he strengthened the crooked things, strengthened the crooked paths, people. Yes, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrector, the life giver, the abundant life. He came to give you life and give it more abundantly. The revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the one, a perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, son of Joseph, son of Mary, the consecrated son, the holy thing, the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the temple, the one sacrificed, the same yesterday, today, and forever, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the suffering symbol, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He's the truth, amen. He's the way, hallelujah. He is the way, truth, the life. Praise him, the wisdom of God, the teacher, the rabbi, rabbani, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the living word, the word of Yehovah, the word of Yah, hallelujah. Praise him, most definitely. We know that his word is pure, fine, silver, fine, and furnace, and clay. Seven times David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double edged sword, the book of Hebrews. And just agree, the Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is a sinless high priest, the everlasting king. He is the way, everlasting. Prayers up for everybody all over the world. Prayers up for all the poor people, the widows, the widowers, the orphans, the fatherless, the tribe of Levi, the refugees, the strangers, the aliens, the converts, the engrafted, the branches, the sojourners. Prayers up for all the 12 tribes of Israel. Prayers up for all the Levites. Prayers up for the least of men out there. Prayers up for the foreigners, the sojourners, the strangers, the aliens, the converts, the engrafted, the branches. Prayers up for the blind, the deaf, the lame, the mute, the sick, the shut in, the homeless, the poor. Prayers up for all the babies, the children, the young boys, the young girls, the teenagers, the young men, the young women, the adults, the senior citizens, the elderly, the advanced in age, the old, the elders. Prayers up for all the single people, married people, divorced people, widowed people, separated people. Prayers up for single parents, co-parenting, households, relationships, marriages, communities, established neighborhoods all throughout the world. Prayers up for those who are in prison, who are in court or in jail, in the hospital or in trial, or sick or any circumstances out there. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his counsels upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.